This is Coastal Connection, our spotlight on the community. I'm Terry Wright. Today we are very happy to have Linda Weatherman, the President and CEO for Economic Development Commission of Florida's Space Coast. And she's here today to tell us about economic development and why it's important that we have such an organization.
Thank you, Terry, for having me here today. Economic development is not unique to most communities. The last stats I saw were 5,000 economic development organizations, EDOs, going after less than 300 announcements, corporate relocations annually. So it's very competitive. The bottom line is this. A community decides that they don't want to just be vulnerable to the economic whims. If something happens, if one particular industry is a meltdown or tourism pulls very vulnerable to that, the community leaders get together and say, let's have an economic development organization and let's focus on jobs. And jobs are created in an economy three ways. A company relocates, a company expands, or a company starts up. And the EDC plays a role in each one of those endeavors. Ultimately, they create good-paying jobs. People can come here and get jobs and pay taxes and make a better community. At the end of the day, we could have all the wonderful things in a community and great quality of life. If you don't have a job, you don't have much of a quality of life.
In addition to looking for companies that come in to bring jobs, another thing that you do is help out in the instance when the Space Center shut down their programs.
Right. And it's one of the challenges that we have. The sexy thing, the thing that gets in the press is the company, Northrop Grumman, announces 1,800 jobs, $100,000 a year. And that's great. And that is a dogfight. And you can imagine what communities wouldn't want this. You got to know what you're doing. You got to be smart and keen. And very few get those. That's probably the biggest one in the nation for a modest size EDC. But a lot of our work, too, is based on working with the existing industry base. The best way you're going to recruit companies is make sure you have your local companies happy and taken care of. And a lot of EDOs forget that. They tend to go after the sexy companies relocating. And guess what happens? A company comes, they do a site tour. You're not with them. They don't want you to hear from you. You have an agenda. And they'll stop and they'll talk to a company they see in an industrial park. And they'll say, tell me about this community. Do they have an understanding of the importance of manufacturing? Do they understand that manufacturing drives the economy of this nation and this community? If you don't have a good, strong relationship with that manufacturer, you might have spent thousands and thousands of dollars to create that relationship with that company through ads and a competitive advantage practices. You'll lose them right there. That's one of the reasons I think we've been successful. It's the hard, unsexy part of economic development.
How is EDC funded?
We are funded like many EDO organizations. This is not unusual. We have both a public and a private funding. Our public funding, for the most part, comes from the county commission, and we have a contract of services with them, just like the best way is like waste management would have a contract. They hire us to do economic development, and we do it on behalf of the community. The reason you have a private organization is because companies, when they're looking to relocate or even expand, that's a tremendous amount of giving away market intelligence. They're going into a geographic area. They're starting a new product. This is highly confidential. Companies will not work with public organizations. That's how it is. And we're trained different. We're not a government. Our approaches, we're very keen on that. I believe in tactics, beat strategy out in economic development every time. How do you get those companies that are looking to relocate? One of our biggest challenges, Terry, is I could sell Brevard County. It's selling Florida is the biggest challenge. We tend to think as a nation that Florida is still tourism. The retirees spend a lot of my time talking about why Florida has such keen competitive advantages to other states. And then I go into Brevard County. The unique thing about Brevard County is that we're a modest-sized county. We have a modest-sized budget. We have the intellectual infrastructure of a major urban area. So this little EDC doesn't compete against EDCs our size. We compete against EDCs with six times the budget. They have a lot more staff. They hire consultants. That's one of our challenges. Small, modest-sized EDC in size, but we're competing against Charlotte, Austin, Charleston, Savannah. Never a small community.
Linda, we're out of time. We'll have you back again to talk more about the EDC. Give us some contact information.
SpaceCoastEDC.org